You actually couldn't stand here near the Mountain Lakes Club in the late afternoon on New Year's Eve in 1928, unless you were a Mountain Lakes volunteer firefighter, soon to be joined by reinforcements from Bhutan, battling the most spectacular blaze in town history. Residents stood mesmerized as one of the borough's signature buildings disappeared before their eyes. It was one heck of a fire, recalled Tim Delchamps, who as a youngster lived nearby. Believed sparked by an electrical short circuit, the blaze shot quickly through the roof of the Mountain Lakes Club and brightened the darkening sky with an eerie orange glow. According to the story in the Mountain Lakes News, the fire illuminated the countryside for miles and threw its reflections on the ice of the big lake. Though much of the furniture was saved, the building lay in ruins when the sun rose on New Year's Day. The loss was hard felt, for by then the Mountain Lakes Club had become a fixture in town, one more piece of Herbert Hapgood's growing Mountain Lakes residential park. Indeed, a photo of the original Mountain Lakes Club showing a clipped gable-roofed building featuring Tudor-like timber beams occupies the front cover of the 1920 promotional brochure Hapgood used to attract buyers to his expanding community. Incorporated on March 27, 1914, the club's initial members gathered 4 months later on July 4th for the first of many Independence Day celebrations by the lake, with construction underway. The building, which opened September 1st of that same year, was to be of pleasing architecture, with stucco first floor and addition, and a shingle second floor. The ample grounds will be tastefully laid out and tennis courts and croquet courts provided. An open terrace on the boulevard side of the building will provide seating for spectators of the games. Indoor recreation included two bowling alleys and billiards tables. Above the mantel atop the brick fireplace in the billiards room hung a display of swords, indicative of the masculine feel of the club. For although wives and children were welcome, the Mountain Lakes Club began with only male members, who initially paid an initiation fee of $5. Annual dues were soon established at $20 for active members with voting rights, who had to reside in town, and $10 for non-voting associate members and junior members. Associate memberships went to non-residents and junior members to young men between the ages of 16 and 21. A year after its founding, club membership had reached 202, 132 active members, 69 associate members, and one junior member. The club quickly became an important recreational and social gathering place, blessed with 175 feet of shoreline and a picturesque view of Mountain Lake straight down to the cove. In winter, the lake bore ice skaters and, for a time, even ice boats skimmed across its frozen surface. In summertime, members could watch canoes outfitted with sails cut through the water. The 4th of July has traditionally meant a big celebration. In the early days of the Mountain Lakes Club, young children dressed in patriotic costumes. Their older siblings participated in such annual events as the greased watermelon grab in the lake and canoe tilts, the latter a series of aquatic jousting matches recalled by longtime club member Nathaniel Buzz Bedford. You'd have one man paddling in the back of the canoe, and you'd have a man standing up in the front with a bamboo pole with a 16-ounce boxing glove on the end. When you hit him with the glove and knocked him in the water, you won that match. Bedford doesn't recall anyone ever getting hurt, but fearing injuries, town fathers put an end to the canoe tilts. Bowling, however, remains as popular as ever. Men's leagues fill the four alleys on Wednesday and Thursday evenings. Women play Tuesday nights and Thursday mornings. For many years, automatic pin-spotting equipment has sped up the competition, but old-timers like Bedford, who was honored with a 50 years of bowling plaque near one of the alleys, recalls the days when a pin spotter manually tended the alleys. Time also was members rolled up their sleeves and did the necessary maintenance and capital improvement work themselves, brushing on a fresh coat of paint, even tackling bigger projects like putting in the swimming pool in the 60s. Before St. Catherine's Church was built, the club for a time permitted local Catholics to hold Mass in their building until the number of worshipers grew too large. Recalls Pete Haas, We came to the Mountain Lakes Club, and they were very gracious to let us have Sunday Mass. Then they said, gee, you can't use the club anymore. It's too many people. Easy parking, great view. What a place to have Mass. From 2004 to 2006, the Mountain Lakes Club underwent a multi-million dollar renovation, which remade the upstairs dining rooms, the downstairs lobby and bar, and added the mission-style entrance you see here. Today, the club membership runs to some 380 families, about a quarter from other towns as far as Randolph and Pine Brook. And yes, annual dues are now a good bit more than $20 a year. Now continue just a bit further along Lake Drive to the Big Stone Schoolhouse.